Sefer Bamidbar begins with the census of Klal Yisrael. And I've titled this Dvar Torah, You Are Who You Are. Who am I? One of the problems plaguing the young yeshivish crowd today is that issue of exactly who are you? Let's start with the SEM girls. The SEM girls that too often are left with a message that your responsibility, young lady, in life is to marry a future godlador and make sure that you do everything that enables him to reach that goal. How many Gdoli Ador are there? Not too many to go around. And the second issue, of course, is she goes out on a couple of Shidduchim dates, the best boy from, the best boy in, and she's not impressed that this is a future Gdoli Ador. So she asks herself, now who are you? Where are you going to be going? The yeshiva bacher, who's been in the yeshiva already in the kibbutz, he's been there a number of years, and he hears from his Rosh Yeshiva something to the effect of the only justification of the yeshiva is to turn out a godlador. Everyone else who's not of that caliber, there's no point that they should be in the yeshiva. And the boy looks at himself and he says, I'm not of that caliber. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty serious. But I don't think I have the wherewithal, the achilles, to end up to become a godlador. Or I might even not have that interest. What am I doing here? Again, the question, who are you? Who am I? What do I want to do with myself? And then we get to the plague of youngsters going off the derech bichlal, more or less. Someone told me just a few days ago a word from Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he explains it, he says, healthy, normal people live within the framework, the fabric of their society. Now, what happens when the framework shrinks and until now acceptable norms and values, dress mode, ideas, and goals all shrink? And members of society feel smothered, suffocated. And they look outside the sphere of their culture that tears down all barriers. Is this not the theme of the Shababnik, the Unta Shashur, the bottom line? And it's both your inner circle and your outer circle seems nonsensical, unacceptable. Where do you as an individual and a member of your culture draw the lines and put up red flags? Not that far. Yes, that far. Why not? There it's acceptable. Here it's not. But outside I'm going to be lost. I'm not going to make it to what I could be. Oh, maybe I could not be the best, but I could have been something. Where do I go? What do I do? You ask yourself, who am I? What a taunting and scary position, a situation to find oneself in. The Ramban in Pasuk Mem Hei, which is towards the end of the census already, asks a very straightforward question. Who cares what the population of the Jewish people is? What do we have to have a census for? And he offers two thoughts. And the Rav, at the beginning of the Parsha, quotes this Ramban, and he expands upon this Ramban. On the Pasuk of Su et Rosh Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael Nishmachotam Lebeit Avotam, Bispar Shemot Kol Zachar Legugul Otam, the second Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. And the Rav writes that it was not enough for Moshe to know the total number of the Jewish people. Moshe had an added obligation to know every Jew by name, to create an intimate relationship with every individual. Each individual possesses something unique. So we have here in the census of Klal Yisrael, according to what the Rav says based upon this Ramban, and Rav Hirsch speaks slightly about this also, we have the concept of you're a number, you're part of Klal Yisrael, you're part of Yeshevet, you're part of your Mishpacha. That is that. But you also are an individual. You're an individual, but you're also part of Yeshevet, part of your Mishpacha, part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Shevet, the Mishpacha, has to look upon you as being part of them. And they have to look upon you as being an individual. You have to look upon yourself as being an individual, but see yourself as part, not totally encompassed by part of your Mishpacha, part of your Shevet, part of Klal Yisrael. It's profound, it's deep, it's difficult, it's traumatizing. But my persona, my individuality, is how I measure up both within my circle and out of it. The options, whether conscious or subconscious, are very difficult. Being part of a world that seems to be smothering, but I could not take all of it, think on my own, or go out to a world that literally has no limits at all. Nothing is outside of the bounds. Nothing is you've passed the red flag. It's a individual situation. It's difficult. You need a lot of siyata d'shmaya to balance, to know, yes, I'm part of the Shevet, part of the Mishpacha, Klal Yisrael. I adore, I love, I cherish, I respect, and yet I'm a person. I myself, I'm a Ben Yochid, Bishvili Nivra Olam. I also have to go in the way that I understand, of not treading, not passing the red flags, being a bracha both to myself and my Mishpacha and my Shevet and Klal Yisrael. And that's where Sefer Bamidbar begins, relating that message, a bracha to Klal Yisrael and to the individuals that make up Klal Yisrael. We should only be blessed with having manhigim, as the Rav points out, of the caliber of Moshe and Aaron, that look upon the individuals and say, I create an intimate relationship. It's a one-on-one. I know your name. You as a person count. You're one, and you count it because you are part of Klal Yisrael.